Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee crushed in Houston mayoral race. By Amy Furr on December 10, 2023. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, DTX, lost the race for Houston mayor in a landslide victory for State Senator John Whitmire, D, on Saturday. The Gateway pundit noted that Lee was endorsed by Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi. However, it was not a close race and Lee got crushed in the runoff election, the outlet said. In a social media post Saturday, Lee urged Houston residents to cast their ballots because your city needs you. The message continued. Vote like your future depends on it. Because it does. Vote like your democracy, rights, education, environment, and democratic values are on the line. Because they are. Vote to keep Trumpism and Greg Abbott's hands off our bodies, out of our schools, and away from our kids. Vote for Sheila Jackson Lee for mayor. Despite her pleas, Whitmire was elected the 63rd mayor of the city of Houston following a runoff election, according to Fox 26. The lesser of two evils, one social media user commented. While another speculated, he's still a Democrat but surely he's better than Sheila Jackson Lee. During his speech to supporters, Whitmire told the crowd, "Great cities solve their problems. We will make this a safer city. We will do it by recruiting more officers. Supporting the officers we have, the coalition building with other agencies. Our infrastructure will be repaired and fixed. Not only streets but water. Great cities do not boil their water for 2 days. Together we can solve our problems," he stated. Watch the video here. Lee was recently caught on a leaked audio recording berating her staffers, for Breitbart News. In a recording obtained by Texas newspaper Current Revolt and published on Saturday, she can be heard referring to her staffers as fat-ass stupid idiots and big-ass children fucking idiots who serve no goddamn purpose, the article published in October said. While the congresswoman has yet to address the recording, this is not the first time she has been accused of unacceptable behavior toward staff members, the Breitbart News report said.